The Declaration of Independence turns 250 this summer. Commemorations are beginning to sweep the performing arts world, including one by a Chicago group called the Newbery Consort. WBEZ contributor Hannah Edgar spent time with the musicians to hear what America sounded like in 1776.
Listening to a little ditty that was popular in the 1700s. And you're hearing it on a piano built in 1795. For reference, that was right in the middle of George Washington's second term. These are the kind of time machine moments the Newbery Consort lives for. The group performs music from the past on instruments you would have actually heard used in the period. Like this keyed bugle from 1810. Theirs is a unique take on the America 250 commemorations sweeping the nation. After performing live earlier this month, the consort will stream this project on demand starting June 1st. Consort director Liza Malamut says she wanted to illustrate that the United States has been diverse since its founding. You'll hear everything from African American spirituals to Native American hymns, like this one, in a recording by Choctaw citizen Harry Folsom.
It's not just a sort of patriotic rah, rah, rah America program. It's more of an examination of America's past.
Even that has become fraught lately. Through its audit of the Smithsonian Institution and other federal programs, the Trump administration has moved to sanitize history, which challenges America's greatness. Last year, the National Endowment for the Arts followed suit, narrowing its eligibility terms for performing arts grants. So Malamut was astonished to learn that the consort received NEA funding for this project.
You know, we were really forthright about what the project was. We made a decision that we weren't going to change anything about what we were doing. And if we didn't get an NEA grant, we didn't get an NEA grant.
Violinist and composer Brandy Berry Benson has ancestors who were displaced during the Trail of Tears. Some of the Choctaw hymns she arranged for the program were sung during that harrowing journey. Benson wanted to show that Native people's relationship to Christianity doesn't always fit a neat narrative.
There were lots of bad things that happened with missionaries, but hardly the good stuff was talked about, though. There was some missionaries who, of course, lived among the tribes, became strong government advocates. Some churches were a safe place for them to speak their language.
Here's Malamud again.
I think Newbery's America is a complicated tapestry, but I think it's important to us that we represent the sounds and also the stories of the people who really formed America's foundation.
Hannah Edgar for WBEZ.
You can stream the Newbery Consort's program Revolution from June 1st to the 22nd at newberryconsort.org.